The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 42. As we walked through the bush in search of antelope, I began to question my assessment of Sheba, the leader of our hunting party. I had been drawn to her by her relaxed attitude towards competition, which separated her from the majority of the Tuvango, and by what I perceived to be her finely honed sense of humor. It was concerning this latter attribute that I now saw I was in error. About the fourth time she thrust her hand across my mouth and then laughed wildly, I decided that she was annoyingly stupid, and not someone that I wanted to spend any more time with. But as we were now some distance from the Tuvango village, in the midst of an area completely unknown to me, I saw that her company was something that I must endure somewhat longer. I hoped that we would soon find an antelope and kill it, so that we could return to the village and my friends, and I could be away from this irritating personage. As luck would have it, just as I was nearing the end of my rope and seriously considering heading off on my own in search of the village, an antelope sprang into our path. Now, when I say luck, I mean, of course, my good luck. For the antelope in question, her choice of a route through the bush that day was anything but fortuitous, as it resulted in her untimely demise at the hands of Sheba. I don't think that in my life I have ever seen another human being move that quickly. I was only half aware of the appearance of the poor beast before Sheba had sprung forward and dispatched the thing with a swift blow to the back of its head with her kosh. I had thought that the Tuvango hunted with the spear, as they all carried one, including Sheba, and it is still my belief that this is generally the case. But Sheba, because of her lightning-like reflexes, also liked to kill with the kosh. Few of the other Tuvango were able to get close enough to a healthy animal in its prime to be able to use the kosh, which, incidentally, they call the tobotiki, or whacking bag, or sack. Although I did hear of some who had killed a particularly old or crippled or otherwise disadvantaged beast that way. It was somewhat surprising to me that the Tuvango seemed to be so ready to kill animals in what was, after all, a fairly brutal fashion when they were so opposed to eating meat themselves. But I have found over the years that there is just no explaining people's behavior, no matter what their specific cultural proclivities. I suppose their desire for newer and fancier board games was so intense that the deaths of some of these really fairly magnificent creatures didn't really register with them. At any rate, after the death of our antelope, we headed back to the village, triumphantly carrying the thing on a hammock we had brought for the purpose. I took my turn on the poles and found that the beast was quite a bit heavier than I would have thought. The thought of those delicious antelope sandwiches prepared by the Balamba kept me going. Thankfully, Sheba behaved herself on the trip back, and not once did she stick her hand over my mouth.